Hi everyone. A warm welcome to you all, whether you're listening here live on the line or to the audio recording. I'm really glad that you're joining us here today for the live channel, The Power of Intimacy. And I'm Iris van Ooyen, and I really am excited about this call. I just spoke to someone right before the call started, and she could just feel my excitement because I really believe that there's some important things that will be brought through on this live channeling. For those of you who don't know that much about me, just let me share a little bit more about myself. Like I said, I'm Iris, and I'm often called the healer's healer. And I'm the creator of twobrighteyes.com. And I'm an expert at helping you raise your vibration. And I do that by channeling universal energy and universal wisdom. And I often activate powerful transformations with that energy by using my intuitive insights and by my extensive experience in doing this. And it's often said that I'm able to cut to the chase and provide you with a wealth of information and laser-focused insights in a very short period of time. And I can pinpoint what you need to work on and show you the way towards a solution. And I've helped many clients take the next step on their path. And today you have a unique opportunity to ask me your question during this live telechannel. And as you may know, I am the dedicated spokesperson for the Carriers of Light. And that's a group of energies that is here to support the raise in vibration so you can unlock the insights and the energy that help you do what you came here to do. And for today's call, let me just say that I'm very excited and I'm thrilled that you've taken the time to join and that you've made this a priority during your day. And I know that some of you will be listening to the recording because you had prior engagements, but just know that you're here with us in the energy and that we're including you. I'm just getting chills. So like I said, the carriers of the light, they are here to help raise the vibration of the planet. And that's perfectly aligned with my personal mission, which is to help raise the vibration of the planet so more people can live from love. And that really is very close to my heart. And the arrival of the carriers of light is a big step for this planet. They are here to help us take the next step in our evolution and to help us carry and hold more of our own light. And the insights and energies that they share will help you to do just that so you can fully do what you came here to do. So for today's call, let me ask you, is there perhaps not enough flow in your life, or not as much as you would like or as you know that you can have? Is it sometimes difficult to open up and share from the heart and to do so all the time? And do you notice that sometimes you're holding yourself back or that you're perhaps not speaking your truth? And this is what we'll be diving into today. And I have to say that when the carriers of light shared that the topic for today was the power of intimacy, at first I wasn't really sure what to think. So I was really happy when they shared a bit more. And let me just read that to you. So what they shared beforehand is that it may seem a strange topic because they picked up on my hesitation. And if you're wondering how this can help you build a thriving business or lead a more fulfilled life, it's important to know that the power of intimacy is highly underrated. And during this call, they aim to shed light on this important topic so that you can heal the scars that are holding you back. Because they see that most humans have experienced difficulty in being truly intimate and vulnerable at some point in their life or another. And whether you are aware of this or not, it is something that is slowing you down and holding you back as you're hesitant to reach out. And whether that's for business ventures or in your personal life, it really is very important. That's why we're joining here today for this live telechannel. And they will provide a powerful activation that will help heal the power within so you can let the energy flow freely and more intimately. And we'll be diving into this into more detail in today's call, but the life force energy inside is the most powerful energy that's available here on the planet Earth. And when that is somehow inhibited or slowed down, you will experience challenges in creating the life of your dreams. So this is what we'll be delving into deeper today. And after the live channel, I will also open up for questions where I will tune into your personal or your business question. And let me support you in taking the next step in being your best self. But first, I would like to start by activating the energy together. So I would like you to place both your feet firmly on the floor, if you haven't already, and to really allow yourself to be connected to the earth beneath you. Really open up to the support and the power of the earth. And it doesn't matter what floor you're on. Just really set that intention to be connected with the earth so it can help you ground. And if you want, you can place a hand on your lower belly to invite your breathing to deepen. And then with every exhale, I would like you to send your energy and your attention towards your feet, towards the earth. And then feel how with every exhale, you become more aware of your physical body. Perhaps you can feel your feet and your legs become heavier. Notice that you have less thoughts running around in your head. And really allow yourself to become fully present here in this moment. Anything else that's going on in your life can wait till after the call. Really give yourself the gift of being fully present. And I'm assuming you've switched down cell phones and your email so you can really be present uninterrupted. And as you continue to breathe in your own pace, really feel how you're sitting here. And how you become more and more present and aware. Straighten your spine so the energy can flow freely. Relax your shoulders. And then I would like us to take a few deep breaths in together to fully align our energy fields and to ensure that we're present here in this moment with all of our attention and focus. Take a deep breath in. And let it out. And breathe in. And release. And a final deep breath in together. And let it out. And I'm sending the intention that only that energy and information can come through that is in your highest good and that will help you take the next step on your path. And I would like you to place a hand on your lower belly, and if you have two hands available, to place the other hand on your heart chakra. And if you have one hand because the other one's holding the phone, just feel where you prefer to place your hand. And really feel the warmth of your hand on your body. Allow yourself to really become fully conscious. And I would like you to focus on your heart chakra. We're sending some warm energy towards that area, really allowing you to open up and loosen up to let go of any tension that may be surrounding that area. Anything that may have been going on for you, whether that's recently or longer ago. Really allow yourself to become fully aware of what you feel. And just take a few moments to really dive into that feeling. And see if there's anything in particular that's drawing your attention. Whether it's a sensation or a thought, maybe an image. Just allow exactly that to come forward, which is important for you to become aware of right now. And if it's an image or a thought, it may or may not make sense. It may or may not be related to this lifetime. Just trust that whatever comes forward is what you can work with right now. And while you focus on that thought, that image, or that sensation, or even if you just know that there's something there, but you can't really get it quite clear, no matter what level of detail you're able to receive, just focus your energy and attention towards this, what is presented to you. And now we're surrounding this with loving light. Really see in your mind's eye how you're receiving warmth, love, and attention. As if there is a circle of angels surrounding you and this topic. Really feel the support. Feel how you're literally carried on their wings. And feel how this thing, this emotion, this experience, this contraction that's connected to that, is finding an opening, is starting to slowly get less contracted, is slowly starting to feel lighter. You can feel that the pressure is lessening. You can feel more warmth, maybe some joy. Really allowing yourself to experience what's meant to come through for you now. And as you keep focusing your energy and attention around this, and while you feel the intensity of the light and the love that's surrounding you increase, know that in your energetic system, you're also receiving an up-leveling, some changes. And the images that I'm seeing, it really looks like there's some scar tissue, whether that's energetically or emotionally, that's literally being straightened out. And often what happens is when cells get damaged, they cannot carry as much energy and not as much flow. And by this release, we're restoring that balance without you having to know exactly where and how it's happening, just trusting that this is in your highest good and this is here to support you, that this is opening up the channel and allowing you to more freely and more easily share from the heart. Feel how your heart chakra is expanding, how it's opening wider. Feel the gentleness surrounding it. Feel the love and the appreciation, the warmth, and the ease with which you're able to communicate. Feel the effortlessness and the joy. And feel that you're able and ready to share from the heart as if nothing has ever happened before. You're really starting with a clean slate. And every time you're hesitant to share from the heart, we're going to anchor this energy for you to come back to, knowing that there's nothing that's standing in the way except what's in your mind that you keep for moving forward. This is the time, and you are ready. While you keep focusing on the energy, I would like you to slowly start becoming aware of your feet. Starting to bring your attention back to this dimension. Knowing that we fully ingrained the energy into your system. We've opened up the heart chakra. We've cleared out the scars. So you can feel more flow and more energy. Knowing that you can connect more easily. And I would like us to take a deep breath in together to fully anchor that into our system. Take a deep breath in and release. Knowing that this has anchored the energy. Start to feel how your feet are touching the floor, how you're sitting here. Bring your awareness and your energy back into this dimension and into this call. And if you want, you can keep your eyes closed because we're going to continue with some information from the carriers of light. And I can feel them right behind me, surrounding us, supporting us. And when I'm speaking as we, that's from them. We'd like to thank you for coming here together on this glorious day. You've taken a huge step forward. You've increased the level of vibration, and you've opened up to the opportunities that lay before you. By opening up your heart chakra even further, and by letting go of what has been slowing you down and keeping you back, you've really opened up to new possibilities and a new era, so to speak. An era in which you can share truly from the heart, where you no longer need to hold back who you truly are, where you slowly but surely can take the next steps forward and gain more trust, not only in who you are, but in what you're here to bring. Knowing that this energetic support will sustain you and will provide you with information and insights. As long as you're willing to listen to your body and really follow the guidance that it provides. Many of you have difficulty fully and truly listening to what your body is here to say to you. You often run around, don't get enough sleep, or don't properly use nutrition to support your physical system. Because of many disbalances, it is very hard for you to hear the true sound of your inner voice. When you surround yourself with chatter the whole time, when you're on the phone and on the computer, when you're focusing your attention elsewhere, it is very hard to connect to the power within. We invite you to open up to that even more by finding the time and the place to really surround yourself with quiet, to really trust the voice from deep within, to open up the energetic activation that we've just done today, to allow yourself to be supported moving forward. Really taking the time to integrate these changes by taking a walk, taking a salt bath, by really allowing it to be fully ingrained in your system, by taking the time to see that things are different from now on, if you so choose. It's very easy to go back to where you were before this call, but we warmly invite you to stay with this, to stay the course, and to trust that you are here for a reason, that you are here among some of the first that received this opening and this increase in the heart chakra. We're sharing with you that the power of intimacy is more than the power of being intimate in a romantic relationship. The power of being truly able to be intimate is about connecting from the heart with every other being, whether that's a physical being, whether that's with your inner self, whether that's with your guides and angels, or with nature. The power of intimacy is really all about being able to connect with the flow without having anything stop you. The power of intimacy is about really allowing the flow to carry you. I'm getting chills. This really is all about standing in your power and letting yourself shine. The power of intimacy is first and foremost about allowing yourself to be intimate with you. And by being intimate, we mean to be truly and fully honest with yourself about who you are and what you came here to do. Being intimate is having no barriers, is being totally vulnerable, being fully exposed, and first and foremost, expose yourself to you. See yourself with new eyes. See yourself as we see you. See the beauty, the wonder, the power, and the light that is deep inside. Some of you have covered it under deep layers. Some of you have less layers, but still many of you are still covering it up, especially when you go outside, when you connect with others. You make sure that there's protection, and you make sure that there's walls that you can hide behind. This call really is an invitation for you to stop putting up the walls, to really let yourself be transparent and be seen for who you truly are. We're not saying to not put up any energetic protection. We're not saying to not take good care of yourself. But we are saying to let go of the walls that prevent others from seeing the true you. And if you truly need walls, and if you truly feel that that's safer and easier for you, then start by having them made of glass so people can still see through you while you have to feel that there's still something that's protecting you. And then once you're ready, you can also take that glass wall down because you are here to be safe and to be protected. You are connected to every and each experience of life, whether that's the rocks and the crystals, the flowers and the trees, the birds, the animals, the entire planet on which you're living, whether it's the stars and the galaxies around you, the human beings, the souls and the angels. You are all one and you're all connected. And know that the true ability to be intimate with yourself, to see with crystal clearness the beauty of who you fully are, the more you're able to do that, the more the ripple effect will become visible in your life and in your business. The more you're able to be truly intimate with yourself, to see, and I get chills, to see the raw beauty of who you fully are, the more you're able to stand in your power and to really fully shine from the inside out. We thank you so much for joining here with us today. We love you and we hold you in our arms dearly. Amen. And so it is. I'd like you to start focusing your attention on your feet, allowing yourself to be fully grounded. Start to bring your awareness back to this dimension, to this time, and to this call. And I know some of you are still making their way back, so just take your time.